car tire slashed. On February 7, 2016, the Guelph police went to the Metro parking lot on Edinburgh Road to investigate the report of property damage to a car. Investigation alleges that at 12 p.m., the victim, a 76-year-old female, had been in a parking lot on Woolwich Street and upon opening her car door, struck the car next to her. The male driver of that car was present and a verbal exchange took place. The female then left to attend the Metro grocery store. After exiting Metro, she saw a note on her windshield and found that a tire on her car had been slashed. The note was from the male from the earlier incident. Police located and arrested this male. Raymond Valois, 29 years of Guelph, has been charged with mischief under $5,000. He will appear in court on March 11, 2016. Car-bus collision. On February 7, 2016 at 12:15 p.m., the Guelph police went to a collision at Norfolk Street and Waterloo Avenue. It is alleged that a red Nissan four-door traveling south on Norfolk Street struck a Guelph Transit bus traveling east on Waterloo Avenue. A 90-year-old passenger of the Nissan was transported to Guelph General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Nissan and the four occupants of the transit bus were not injured. Damage to the two vehicles is estimated at $12,000. The driver of the Nissan, a 69-year-old Guelph man, has been charged with red light fail to stop under to the Highway Traffic Act. Anyone who may have information about this incident is asked to contact CSTM Powell at 519-824-1212 at extension number 7206. Anonymous tips can be left at Crime Stoppers 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or submitted online at www.csgw.tips. Impaired driver arrested. On February 7, 2016 at 3:30 a.m. the Guelph police conducted a traffic stop on Wilson Street and Carden Street with a motor vehicle after observing it being driven erratically. The male driver was spoken to, determined to have been drinking alcohol, and he was arrested. Jesse House, 19 years of Georgetown, has been charged with impaired driving and drive over 80 milligrams. He was charged under the Highway Traffic Act with red light fail to stop, fail to wear seat belt and young driver BAC above zero. He was also charged under the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act with operate motor vehicle without insurance. He will appear in court on February 23, 2016. Hit and run. On February 6, 2016. The Guelph police received the report of pedestrians struck by a motor vehicle at Norfolk Street and McDonnell Street. It is alleged that at approximately 12:30 p.m., three pedestrians were crossing at this intersection when a vehicle struck them and then continued southbound on Norfolk. The pedestrians report minor injuries. The vehicle is described as a black SUV. The driver is described as a white female with brown hair, possibly in her 50s and wearing sunglasses. Anyone who may have information about this incident is asked to contact CSTM Powell at 519-824-1212 at extension number 7206. Anonymous tips can be left at Crime Stoppers 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or submitted online at www.csgw.tips. Drive disqualified, arrest. On February 6, 2016 at 12:16 a.m., the Guelph police observed a male driving an e-bike that was pulling a trailer at Silver Creek Parkway and Willow Road. The male was only using the electric motor. A traffic stop was conducted and the male driver was discovered to be on a Canada-wide driving prohibition. Police arrested the man and a search subsequent to his arrest located a small quantity of marijuana. Stephen Pitch, 28 years of Guelph, has been charged with drive disqualified, CC, and possession of a controlled substance, CDSA. He was charged under the Highway Traffic Act with drive motor vehicle, no license and drive motor vehicle, no permit. He was also charged under the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act with operate motor vehicle, no insurance. Break and enter. On February 6, 2016 at 12:03 a.m., The Guelph police went to a construction site on Paisley Road for the report of males on the property with flashlights. Police located the two males on the property. A 30-year-old and 21-year-old male, both from Guelph, were arrested for trespassing. Break and enter. On February 6, 2016, the Guelph police went to a Caledonia Street residence to investigate a break and enter. The culprits entered sometime between February 5, 10:30 p.m., and February 6, 2:30 a.m. Entry was gained through a window to the basement apartment. Numerous electronics are reported stolen. Anyone who may have information about this incident is asked to contact CSTS Miersma at 519-824-1212 at extension number 7160. Anonymous tips can be left at Crime Stoppers 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or submitted online at www.csgw.tips. A safe community starts with a safe home. Protect yourself and your family with these home safety tips from Guelph Police Investigative Support Services. You can also check out recent break and enter locations by going to our crime mapping page. Suspended driver charged. On February 5, 2016 at 4 p.m. a 27-year-old Georgetown male attended Guelph Police Headquarters to pick up a release form for his motor vehicle that had been impounded the previous evening. The male had been issued a 3-day driver's license suspension for registering a warn on the approved screening device, leading to his vehicle impoundment. The man went with a friend to the impound lot to retrieve his car. Police were concerned that he may drive while under suspension and attended the area. At 4:40 p.m., the male drove his vehicle and was immediately stopped by police. He has been charged with drive under suspension. The motor vehicle was again impounded but will be held for 7 days as a result of the new charge. He will appear in provincial court in April. Disturbance, arrest. On February 5, 2016 at 11 p.m., a Guelph police officer working a special duty at the University of Guelph observed a disturbance in a parking lot near the hockey arena. As police arrived, the group started to disperse. One man approached the officer and advised that one of the men involved in the altercation had threatened to use a baton. The man dropped the baton on the ground as police arrived. The man was stopped and arrested. An 18-year-old Brampton man has been charged with assault with a weapon. He will appear in court on March 18, 2016. Break and enter. On February 5, 2016 at 12:16 p.m., the Guelph police went to a College Avenue West residence to investigate a break and enter. The culprits entered the basement apartment and stole the appliances, the countertop, sink and cabinets. Anyone who may have information about this incident is asked to contact CSTD Baker at 519-824-1212 at extension number 7217. Anonymous tips can be left at Crime Stoppers 1-800-222-TIPS. 8477, or submitted online at www.csgw.tips. A safe community starts with a safe home. Protect yourself and your family with these home safety tips from Guelph Police Investigative Support Services. You can also check out recent break and enter locations by going to our crime mapping page. Theft from cars. Over the weekend, the Guelph police received 5 reports from Guelph residents about thefts from their cars. The locations were Lawrence Avenue, Southgate Drive, Bristol Street and 2 on Woodlawn Road West. This crime is easily avoided by locking your cars, keeping valuables out of sight or removed from your vehicle and parked in a well-lit and visible area where possible. If you do fall victim to this crime, please report using the Guelph Police Cop Logic online reporting system. You can find this on the Guelph Police website under online reporting. You can also check out recent theft from car locations by going to our crime mapping page.